Blackhawks training camp kicks off Friday, so one of our favorite former Hawks, Adam Burrish, joins the Steve Cochran Show tomorrow morning at 8:20 to talk hockey, Hawks, and life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for introducing us to the Nudicles.
I'll be on that Steve Cochran Show tomorrow, too, by the way.
Oh, let me see.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Awkward. See that. You weren't on the official promo. Yes, you are on the official promo list. You're going to be there at 9:40 with Steve tomorrow morning. So tune in for Rokan, right. 9:40.
And don't forget that the stories that matter, coming up with Judy Pilek in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Don't anybody worry about that. Right?
Right.
All right. Now, let's talk to Steve Stone. We were just talking about the unspeakable injury to Jose Abreu. That was really something. I don't ever want to think about that ever again. Because New York Post is now reporting what it was. And Steve Stone being brought to us by Let Us Entertain You Restaurants.
I figured go to Summer House, seeing as summer's almost gone, so it's a good time to get there. And pretty nice. You can go to Oyster Bar when you're in the neighborhood or Stella Barra.
There you go.
Love that place.
It's really fun.
It makes it feel like summer.
It's very California.
It is.
It's going on there. All right. Couple weeks left in the White Sox season.
Yep.
It is the end of rebuild year one, transition year build, rebuild year one. For the players who are in the clubhouse, what are these last couple weeks like?
Well, actually, this is the end of rebuild year two. And for the players in the clubhouse right now, there are certain guys that are playing really well. They don't want to see the year end because they're starting to play real well. I think for Adam Engel, for instance, I don't think he wants to see this year end because he's just figured it out offensively. And so although he's playing great defense, he always plays great defense, that's not a startling revelation. But what is the fact that he's starting to sting the baseball, and we all knew that he would be a very valuable member of this team if he could just hit the ball to the clip of anywhere from 245 to 255, if he could do that. And he's knocking at the door of 245 as we speak. So for him, he probably wants a little bit more this year. For a lot of the guys, they're trying to put this year behind them, guys who have been injured or guys who are having tough years. They just assume this end and get on to their winter programs and get ready for next season, as they all realize that the competition was very strong this spring. It's going to be a lot stronger next spring as some of the younger guys start to stake a claim for positions. And so I think that we're seeing with an organization that is just developing right in front of our eyes, we're seeing the competition's going to get pretty stiff for starting jobs. So I think a lot of those guys are they're ready to see this year end and start getting on to on their programs, and then worry about where they're going to play next year.
Steve, what's an off season like for a modern day baseball player these days? Take a couple of weeks. What's the training regimen for a lot of these guys compared to maybe what it was 20 years ago?
I think they take a couple of weeks off, and I think they go right back to it. And not being a player of this era, I can only speculate. I know that these guys work very hard. I know they're 12-month-a-year athletes. It's completely different than it used to be. It used to be that you played as hard as you could. You worked out as hard as you could for 6 months, maybe 7 months, including spring training. And then you just took it easy, and you waited to regroup and let your body heal, but you didn't go on these intensive weight training programs or work out in the wintertime. But every player is given a set of instructions by their organization, and it comes from the training staff and the strength and conditioning staff, and it gives them an idea of what they want them to work on this winter and how they want them to do it and what program they want them on, and it takes into consideration just about everything that you could think of. And it's pretty comprehensive. So when these guys get to spring training, gone are the days when you came to spring training and rounded into shape, because if you do that now, you're not going to have a job because you're going to find five guys that come to spring training are ready to go. So these guys are not taking a whole lot of time off. They're going right back at it, getting themselves in the best shape they possibly can because they know the type of competition that awaits them in spring training from every ball club, but especially a rebuilding team like the White Sox, who have just a group of young players ready to go to burst on the scene.
They also have these management camps that they go to, where the agents and managers put together. They have these gigantic facilities for all the sports, and these guys, they go and they work out with professional trainers, and they do they cleanse and they juice and they do whatever. When I say juice, I mean juice like, you know,
right,
with the
gotcha.
Green drink and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I mean, they do all these crazy things.
Yes, with blenders.
Yes, right, exactly. Not
and kale.
Blenders.
Lots of kale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, tremendous kale. You can't get enough kale. That's,
no, you can't.
That's one of my mantras.
As an athlete.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Steve. I know I stepped into it right there. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you. Have a good call tonight. All right, let's check in now with Judy Pilek. Standing by. She's got WGN Isn't Too.